Funny withdrawal for GP surgeries could force up to 5 practices in Sheffield to close. The minimum income practice guarantee is additional funding that supports GP surgeries, which serve populations with more demanding and complex health needs. NHS England suggests that cuts to MPIG could have a huge effect on up to 100 GP surgeries across the country. One of these practices in Sheffield is the Hanover Medical Centre in the Broomhall area. I'm joined now by Dr. Graham Pessinger, who works for the centre. Dr. Pessinger, thank you for joining me. How big of a threat is this to the medical centre on a whole?
I think that's unknowable at the moment, because we really don't know whether NHS England are going to either retract this withdrawal of the money or offer to put something in its place. At the moment, they seem to have a fairly poor understanding, in my view, of the impact that this is going to have on practices and the real danger that some practices could close. So we're trying to fight this all the way. We're trying to hope very much that they will see clearly the impact this could have and put some additional funding in place of it, so that we're not placed in such a difficult position financially. But in theory, if they don't retreat on this decision, or if no additional money is put in place, there is a possibility in the next few years that the practice could be in serious financial difficulties, along with other practices in the same position.
So how much funding are we talking about in this sense? What exactly the figure have you yourself worked out that you could lose from these cuts?
Yeah, the payments are being phased out over 7 years, at the end of the 7 years, our annual practice income is targeted to drop by about £130,000 to £140,000. That is sufficient to completely destabilise the practice financially. We already run the practice on a very tight financial basis. We're maximising our income from all the work and the targets that we try to hit, and we minimise our expenses. And a drop in income per year of that kind of money would make the practice financially unviable.
So if this money were to be cut over the 7 years, as you've just said, what services that you offer will be most affected?
I would say everything. If we are unable to find replacement monies, the practice may have to close its doors.
Is there another scheme in place to replace MPIG? Something maybe in the offer, or could you clarify that for us?
Yeah, sure. I have to say, unfortunately, there's absolutely nothing concrete on offer to us on the table at the moment. NHS England have talked about supporting the practices, but when they've been pressed, that seems to mean some kind of support in terms of making suggestions about how we might look to make additional money, and we certainly don't have time to do that. The support that they're offering at the moment doesn't amount to hard financial support.
In a case for Sheffield itself, if these practices were to close, how many patients would be affected?
We think between the 5 practices that are going to be most hard hit in Sheffield, about 13,000 patients in Sheffield could find that their GP is in real difficulties, possibly faced with a threat of closure in the foreseeable future. And nationally, it amounts to over 700,000 patients that could well find that their doctors are in real difficulty.